Hello, I'm Natalia Ralston with the BBC News. In an emotional speech at the White House, President Obama has detailed his plans to tighten gun controls. He'll introduce the new measures, including background checks, by executive order, sidestepping congressional opposition. John Sopel reports.
His nickname is No Drama Obama, but not today. Not on the issue of gun control, as frustration, impatience and anger over the failure to act turned to raw emotion as he spoke about the young children who died at the Newtown school shooting.
First graders. And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad.
The proposals from the president are relatively modest. No class of weapon is being banned. It's about tightening background checks.
The National Rifle Association said it would fight President Obama's measures. The gun lobby group said the proposals would not have prevented any of the mass killings that the president referred to in his speech. The Republican Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said the changes didn't amount to much.
It's political posturing, which will have no impact on reducing crime, and it will probably not stand up to a challenge in the courts. And lastly, I believe Ted Cruz or any other Republican who becomes president will repeal these orders.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has condemned as repugnant a wave of sexual assaults on women during New Year's celebrations in Cologne. About 90 women say they were attacked. Similar incidents on a smaller scale also took place in the cities of Hamburg and Stuttgart. Damien McGuinness reports.
Eyewitnesses report chaotic scenes with dozens of crying women sworn at and attacked by gangs of aggressive drunk men. One eyewitness says there were too few police officers for a situation that was clearly out of control. The attackers are described as seemingly of North African appearance. Anti-migrant campaigners say this proves Germany is letting in too many refugees. But officials say there is no evidence that the men were asylum seekers.
Reports from Saudi Arabia say armed men have set fire to a bus that was transporting workers in the country's eastern province. According to the state media, there were no injuries. The attack comes at a time of tension in the area following Saudi Arabia's execution of a dissident Shia Muslim cleric, Nimr al-Nimr, accused of involvement in terrorism. The cleric lived and preached in the eastern province, which is home to many Shia people who feel discriminated against by Saudi's Sunni Muslim majority. An opposition-controlled parliament in Venezuela has been sworn in. The governing Socialist Party went down to a heavy defeat in last month's election after 17 years in control of the National Assembly. World News from the BBC. A US soldier has been killed and two wounded during operations against Taliban insurgents in southern Afghanistan. An unspecified number of Afghan troops were also injured in the fighting near the town of Marja in Helmand province. A military helicopter sent in to evacuate casualties was grounded, as the Pentagon's press secretary, Peter Cook, told a news conference in Washington.
Two HH-60 Pavehawk medevac helicopters were sent to provide assistance. One of those waved off after taking fire and returned safely to its base. The second landed safely but sustained damage to its rotor blades after it apparently struck a wall. That helicopter remains on the ground. This is an ongoing situation. There is still a fight going on in the immediate surroundings, and we'll provide more details as they become available.
Fighting in Helmand province has increased in recent weeks as Taliban forces have tried to regain control of towns, including Lashkar Gah. The oldest mosque in North America has invited the U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump to visit. The imam of the Mother Mosque of America at Cedar Rapids in Iowa said he wanted Mr. Trump to discuss his plans and philosophy with fellow citizens. The invitation comes shortly after the tycoon released his first campaign television advert, repeating his controversial call for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the U.S. Police in Spain have seized more than 3 tons of cocaine and arrested 11 suspected drug smugglers. Officers found the drugs during a raid on a warehouse in the northwestern region of Galicia, following a tip-off from their British counterparts. Zimbabwe says it will export more of its wildlife to China. The Environment Minister, Upa Machinguri, said the measure would save animals like elephants, baboons, lions and hyenas from dying in droughts. Critics say the exports will deplete the country's natural resources for future generations. BBC News.